Whatever, Rabbi Yisrael, I'm trying to push a point. You should know, we wonder why are so many people sick. The truth is that if we would know medicine, and I heard this once, and someone told me, for a big doctor, a big professor in Hadassah, in Yerushalayim, he says, I know all kinds of possibilities of sickness. When I see people in the street, I look at them like they're going to die. I can't understand how they live. I want to tell you something. I don't know if I should say this, Rabbi. I mean, because I'm not sure that it's correct. There's a medical theory. Now listen to what I'm telling you. I don't know if it's really right. There's a medical theory that Yene Machla, I don't want to mention the name, it starts with a C in English, that Yene Machla is not a sickness bechlal. It's not a sickness. It's the natural procedure that the human body goes. In other words, if we would live 500 years, then everyone would eventually get it. It's just that some people get it earlier, and some people reach 120 before they get it. But this is a natural procedure, how the cells work, that in the point of time, they start going mishigan. It's not even a sickness. It's not even a sickness. Our body, by nature, has no way to stay healthy. Hashem Yisborach is roifei chol bosor umafli la'asas. He is constantly healing us and healing us and healing us and doing wonders. And this is not when we are sick. It doesn't say roifei chol yamo Yisrael. That says in Shmoneser when you're davening to someone sick. But the healthy person is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is standing over him and making miracles and miracles and miracles. And that is why, in my opinion, this bracha is the most steady bracha and the most said bracha that we have. This bracha we say every few hours because this is what keeps us living and this is what keeps us healthy. This bracha. This is not what heals us. What heals us is refa'enu. What heals us is tehillim. And what heals us is yom tefillah. But what keeps us healthy? What keeps our children healthy? Because we say so many times a day, every once in a while, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you just can't live in Hashem's world and have me do nisim, benisim, benisim. Because all I did was to get some appreciation, to have a shaychus to you. It's a kiss that you're healthy. It's a miracle that you're healthy. So Hashem, every once in a while, every 2-3 hours, reminds us, say it, express it. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech ha'olam, roifei chol bosor, inyi pasech chod meyek. How am I living? How am I seeing? How is it working? Roifei chol bosor, chli la'asos. And I came today to introduce that I think that just by the fact that we see this bracha is such part and parcel of our natural life, more than any other bracha that we have. This shows that this is the natural way to keep healthy. And if I'm right, is it a wonder of what's going on? Is it a wonder what's going on? We have no time for this bracha. We don't say this bracha. It's too long. It's too often. We say brachas. Oh boy, we say brachas. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Asher Kiddushanu Mitzvos Mitzvah L'Achilas Matzah. Remember that bracha? Oh, that was a mechayah. That was a bracha. That was a bracha. You remember Asher Kiddushanu Mitzvos Al Netilas Lulav? I always had pity on the Sfaradish who are here in this gathering, they never even said that bracha. That's a bracha. When it comes to Shabbat Yibidvaray, then, but that's not my issue today. We just don't say it. I'm not talking about kavanah, we just don't say it. And that's why I came today. I'm speaking with such simplicity. I'm Jewish. I'm a part of Am Yisrael. Every Jew has a rishus to be a shliach tzibur. I am standing here in front of this audience. Kulam ahuvim, kulam berurim, kulam kedoshim, kulam giboirim. And I'm begging and I'm appealing. Morei v'rabboisai, let us start saying this bracha. And I'm telling you, Morei v'rabboisai, this is not greatness. This is just a habit. Get into the habit. You'll see how easy it is. Get into the habit. Train yourself. I beg, people who are sitting here, if they're teachers of classes, tell your students, work on this bracha. I'm not a Rebbe, I'm not a tzaddik, I'm not a gadol, I know I'm a Jew, that's my name, that this will bring health to Am Yisrael. There won't be sickness. She said to me, if you're not a Rebbe, you're not a gadol, how do you know? And the answer is, how do you know 2 and 2 is 4? You have to be a Rebbe to say that if Jewish people would say, Baruch HaKadosh Hashem, Roifei Chol Bosom Afli Lasois, there wouldn't be sickness. For this you have to be a Rebbe. I would like to add something to this discussion. Really, it's something. I put in a word of suggestion. Everyone should think about it. If you think that it's a correct order, then of course we're obligated to do it. If you think it's wrong, then just throw it out. I would like to add a very important word about Roifei Choylei Amo Yisrael. We spoke a moment about Roifei Chol Bosom, which is really the most vital importance. Let us speak a moment about Roifei Choylei Amo Yisrael. Here, we also have a problem. What is our problem, Roifei Choylei Amo Yisrael? I think our problem is, let me bring you a mashal. When I daven Shemoneh Esrei, and sometimes Hashem helps me that I try to have a little kavana. So there's a problem, I run into a problem as follows. I start saying, please Hashem, please give us seichel to understand your Torah. I find myself in this brach. I baruch Hashem have children. I baruch Hashem have myself. I say shiurim. Hashem should help me a little seichel in my head. My children, I baruch Hashem, they're still babies, but all for the Jewish people. I find myself. I could in this bracha. I know what I'm doing. When I say hashivein, I know what I'm doing. Hashem is baruch hashivein. I'm able to say the seichel. Please, Hashem is baruch. We should be a little more tired. We shouldn't be so lazy. Slach lanu mikichatano. I know what I'm talking about. Good and well. We have so many tzaras. Please, Hashem is baruch. That's a problem for the Jewish people. I find myself. And there's a little place that's a hirotzin. I have names that I can mention. I know what I'm doing. Well, I don't know if everyone here knows what I'm talking about. But many people here know, baruch aleinu, you find yourself. When I was a little younger, I used to tell my mommy, please buy me that. She said, I have no money. There's no money. So write a check. Write a check. Well, if you could tell your mommy, write a check, so you don't know Baruch Aleinu is. But if you have to write the check, so Baruch Aleinu talks to you. When I finish Baruch Aleinu, I come to Kaaba Shofar. Here I get completely... To Kaaba Shofar, God of Chayyus Seinu. Yeah, I'm going to bring Mashiach. I'm going to bring Mashiach. Shalom Aleichem, here he is. He arrived. Please, Hashem is Baruch. Tekabel Shofar Gadol, the big Shofar, the Chayyus Sayyid, the Sorens, the Kabbalah, the Gulliyus Sayyid, bring Mashiach, the Sorens. Hashem Hashem Tayyid, Kvar Yishayna, please, Yerushalayim, Yichol Barach, and Toshu. I push it, lose my Cheshik. What? It's, I don't know how to say it, it's just big on me. It's just, you know, it's just like, did you ever, you know, throw yourself against Empire State Building, it's just too big for you. You lose cheshek. You feel like a little fly pushing a locomotive of 300 cars. Now this is very, very wrong, by the way, Rabbi said. For many reasons, and I'm not going to discuss all the reasons. Because I'm not even going to say the terrace on the cash. But I would like to tell you something very important. Even though this is not really the teretz on the kash. The teretz on the kash is really something else completely. I'll just, this is, you know, it's not nice to say, I won't tell you the teretz. So I'll say, the teretz is very short, which is not my issue at this moment. The teretz is that when you ask Hashem is Baruch for Mashiach, so Hashem is Baruch gives you a piece of Mashiach. A piece of Mashiach. What is Mashiach? Mashiach is closest to Hashem. You build a brick in the clothing stick of Mashiach and you get a little Mashiach. A little Mashiach is that you have health and happiness and your mother is healthy and your father is healthy and there is panosa. There is no tefillah that is not answered. I'm quoting G'dayli HaRishonim. Kol tefillahs yesh lo ma'ane. Hashem is Baruch gives you a drop of Mashiach in your everyday life. But let's come to what I'm trying to introduce. We must know that tefillah means begging HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now when we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are two ways of asking. You go into an office and you ask, you ever go into a store, you go into an office and you ask for a bargain. They give you a bill, you know, $300. You don't have a big family, etc. $250 is more than enough. You start thinking, Zach, he says, well, this is not Machne Yehuda, this is not a market. But I say, that's you have $20. It becomes Machne Yehuda. There is such a thing as asking, begging. Please Hashem, want refuah, please Hashem. You know, but there is such a thing in our world. There is such a thing in our world that little, I don't know how to describe it, World wars started and ended through nujarai from a cranky wife, from a cranky baby. Great kings who made earth-shattering decisions was because his wife was a nudnik. Does anybody here not know what I'm saying? I can repeat it. I think everyone knows what I'm talking about. Great kings made earth-shattering decisions because someone had to sell ammunition, so he pocketed a friend or Koshkin, a little boy of this king, some candies. And the baby started nudging Tati, you know, if this guy is, he's mean, he's bad. And you can make world wars from a bakasha, from a little baby. I would like to relate to you, Murdi V'Rabbosai. Choshev audience, I want to tell you something which I heard in the name of the brisket of. Hashem Yisbarach should help that you should realize the impact of these words. Because don't think about the political aspect of it. I think you know that there's such a thing in our generation called the State of Israel. The State of Israel, the eyes of the Brisker Rav, was a tragedy. In the eyes of everyone assembled here. It was one of the greatest tragedies the Jewish people ever had. Reb Chaim Brisker said this was the greatest tragedy. He didn't see the State of Israel, he saw Zionism. It was the greatest tragedy the Jewish people ever had. And he mentioned Haskalah. He mentioned Shabtai Tzvi. And Zionism created the State of Israel. And the Brisker Rav said, I'll say it in Yiddish and I'll translate it, Ver veis So the Medina is nish gevoren von a erlecha tefillah, von a erlecha mizrochi. Who knows that the state of Israel wasn't created because a religious there is no end, and it's completely out of proportion. And it's important for us to know that if the Biskurovka says such an earth-shattering statement, what an erlecha tefillah from one of us, any person sitting here, there is no end, and it's completely out of proportion. And it's important for us to know that if the Biskurovka says such an earth-shattering statement, what an erlecha tefillah from one of us, any person sitting here, how much refuah, how much health, how much happiness you could bring to the Jewish people. When we talk about someone, a name, we have a cheshek to daven. And even then, when it's serious, we lose our cheshek. It's too heavy for us. It's too heavy for us. This is a terrible mistake. Because our davening is not an expression of our greatness. Our davening is an expression of our closeness. And Bonim Atem Hashem Elokeichem. We say it every day, hundreds of times. Slach lanu ovinu. Again, ovinu, 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 ovinu. We say it so many times, it doesn't mean anything to us. You know what it means, ovinu? There are mothers of children here. What does it mean, ovinu? We all have mother, we have father. You know what it means, ovinu? We can get from our tati, we can take the shirt off his back. We just have to cry hard enough. It's just a matter of time. And especially when it comes to refuah, there's a special word in our tefillah. L'keil boruch ne'imo yisyitenu l'melech keil chai v'kayom z'midas yimei l'kiyu levad v'poyel gevurois. Oyster Hadoshois, Baal Milchomois, Zorea Tzidokas, Matzmiach Yeshuois, Boirei Refuois. And the Ramban says, Bora means Yesh Me Ayin. Boirei Refuois, Yesh Me Ayin. And I didn't come to give Musa this evening, Mayde Verabosai. I came to bring some comfort. Maybe we could try to do something. We can help. But just a drop of musa, just one word. Who knows? Who knows how many we could have saved, and they're going to show us, where were you? And where were we? Mayrev Rabbeisi, we're not lazy. We just don't believe. We don't believe in our koyach. Because we think that our power is our greatness. And we know our greatness is zero. Well, zero is good. Start minusing. And this is wrong. Our greatness is our closeness. Ahavti eschem omar Hashem. You know what capacity lies in these words? This is the Almighty's truth. Ahavti eschem Hashem. I love you, Hashem says. What can't you get from a beloved? And let us come back to our previous bracha. You created us in such a funny way. You created us that there's no natural way for us to be healthy. And first of all, the bracha should be full, as Rabbi Talbot said before, with Yehuda, Roifei Chol Boser, Hashem is Barach. So much chesed. The eye, the ear, the mind. So much chesed. Umafli lasois. And then the bakosha, Baruch Atah Hashem, please Hashem is Barach. Roifei Chol Boser, Umafli lasois. Please Hashem is Barach, bring health to your people. To your beloved, to your Am Yisrael. And again, whatever I said this evening, it is not to minimize everything else we are doing. We have to say Tehillim, because a lot of sick people. We have to make a Yom Tefillah. Everything is important. But let us insert this into our everyday life. Maybe I have this appreciation. It's, you know, you're not supposed to talk too much, but if you talk too much, then you get into trouble. Just these days, I'm with a young lady at Tzadekis, a mother of 17 children, an obstruction in the colon. And Hashem Yisborach helped with Roiv Chasodim, Roiv Chasodim. They made an operation and it was successful. And Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. And after the operation, when the first time when the doctor was waiting, that to say that the Asher Yotza, what Asher Yotza, what Asher Yotza. Do we have to wait to say an Asher Yotza? Do we need a colostomy for 3-4 weeks or for 5 weeks before we can say Asher Yotza? Let us cry our eyes out before, like our mommy Leah did. Roifei Chol Boser Mafli La'asois. And every one of us has the capacity of a Shliach Tzibur. We can bring health for all of our people. We're all one neshama. Maariv Rabbi says, it's important to know, I'm talking too long, I'm going to stop ready. Maariv Rabbi says, it's important to know, Tzibur, there's a power of Tzibur. There's no such thing as Tzibur. What is a Tzibur? Tzibur is Yechidim. One Yachid and one Yachid. Each one of us is a Tzibur. If there are Yechidim, there's a Tzibur. Every one of us can bring Bracha to Am Yisrael. And with this I finish Maariv Rabbi Sai. We were called for his Eidus. We don't need his Eidus. Let us comfort ourselves. We have Hashem Yisbaruch who loves us. Let us get into good health habits. Of course, what the Bezeel spoke about before, it's so important. Lashon Hara and ourselves, that we should be happy. We should be happy Jews. We should be proud Eden. Good health habits keeps away sickness. Sheyotzar es ha'odam b'chochmah, roifei chol boser mafli la'aseh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us. We should have refuahs in Yeshuas.